Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch with Tom Ackerman. The nation's highest court scheduled to hear arguments tomorrow about whether former President Donald Trump is immune from prosecution. With us now, KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris, Dowell, Fisher & Young. Brad, let's run down the likely arguments from both sides about whether a former president can be criminally prosecuted. First, I want to look at this argument that impeachment is required first. Tell us more about that.
Well, the argument that the Trump team is advancing here, Megan, is as follows, that the only remedy that exists against a president for any alleged crime or improper actions as president, under the Constitution, the only remedy is impeachment. And that's the argument that that the Trump team is putting forward. Now, part of it is they can look at history and say there has never been a president charged with a criminal activity. But I think the absence of evidence doesn't mean there's evidence to support. And so that's really the problem that the Trump team has in advancing that argument, because essentially the counter to that, and this is certainly what the other side is arguing in this case at the Supreme Court tomorrow, is that is there any person who is immune from prosecution? In other words, there's the term sovereign immunity. That term means, and from the Latin, it means the king can do no wrong. And yet we don't have that here. We do have some degree of sovereign immunity for the government itself, but there is no concept of sovereign immunity for the members or the individuals within the government. So that's the big 10,000-foot view that the Supreme Court has to wrestle with in terms of, can a sitting president be convicted of any crime, or does it toll the statute? And I think really that's what the Supreme Court is looking to do in this case, Megan, is to draw lines to delineate when can a president be prosecuted and under what circumstances, because up to this point, we've just never had to deal with it.
Yeah, is there any historical precedent here?
There really isn't. I mean, the only historical precedent that we have is Richard Nixon. And that's actually the counter argument to the Trump team's position, because after Richard Nixon resigned from office, it required a presidential pardon from President Ford. So the argument goes, why would a presidential pardon be necessary if the president had total immunity from any prosecution here? So and President Nixon accepted that pardon. So that's the flip side of the argument, Tom, is that the only reason a pardon would need to be given and received and accepted is if there was the potential for criminal liability.
How strong are the arguments by special counsel Jack Smith?
I think they're very strong here. And I think what you're going to see is in oral arguments tomorrow, you're going to see a Supreme Court, the majority of which are going to be rather skeptical of this idea that presidents enjoy complete and total immunity for anything done during the course of their duties. What I anticipate seeing is some sort of a delineation, Megan, between acts done by a president to further the office of the presidency and acts done by a president to further his or her campaign or her attempt to remain in office. And I think that's the line that you're going to see the Supreme Court draw. And again, because we've never faced this situation before, there's never been an opportunity for the court to draw those lines. And I think that's why they decided to take up this case.
In the hush money case against Trump, boy, they picked that jury quickly. What do you think so far about this trial?
Well, I thought it was going to take at least 2 weeks, potentially more, to pick the jury, Tom, and they did it in a week. Now, that's very fast to get a jury plus the alternates. You had a lot of people who recused themselves because they admitted up front that they could not be fair and unbiased when it comes to the weighing of the evidence. But here's the thing that I find very interesting about the jury. There's two attorneys on the jury panel. Now, it's not uncommon for juries, for attorneys to serve on a jury. I've been called several times, but I never get picked. Attorneys typically never get picked because neither side wants an attorney on a jury panel to say, well, you know, I know this is what we're hearing, but here's what the parties are not telling you. And there's the tendency sometimes for when attorneys are on jury panels that the rest of the jury follows their lead because of their familiarity with the process. Here's my point. If you have two attorneys on one jury panel, that's going to really go against Alvin Bragg's position here, because his entire argument is more of an emotional-based argument, not so much a specific violation of statutes. And an attorney could look through that, and I think that really is the biggest risk for the prosecution here.
Brad, some people are already looking way ahead in this case and looking at a potential conviction. So if Mr. Trump were to be convicted, what possible sentence could he face?
Well, he's facing 34 felony counts, but a lot of those counts are overlapping counts. A lot of times prosecutors will the term is overcharging, and that is they can charge with multiple crimes that really have overlapping jurisdiction. And that's what we have here. It's not uncommon. But yet when you boil it all down, the most time that former President Trump could serve in prison from this would be approximately 4 years. But here's the explosive question. How can a former president who has Secret Service protection be sentenced to prison? I mean, I'm not trying to be flippant about it, but think of Shawshank Redemption and Red is out in the yard with a couple of guys with suits talking into their sleeves. Okay, that can't work. So the question becomes, if a president or a former president who has Secret Service protection is sentenced, how does that look? Is it house arrest? Is it in a facility where he would not be around other prisoners? Would Secret Service agents have to go with him? Those are all of the issues that would have to be resolved if President Trump is sentenced as a result of this activity.
Wow, you just took me to an area I was not prepared for. So now I'm thinking about that. That's very interesting. A group of major book publishers have joined a lawsuit seeking to block school book banning in Iowa. What is their legal argument, Brad?
Well, their legal argument is this. Iowa passed a bill. It was called SF 496, and it was designed to make sure that schools do not have any sexually explicit material. Now, there's two arguments here, and I'll make it very quick. One argument is that this is targeted against homosexual or LGBTQ books. The law itself doesn't specify that. It equally is applied to whether it's heterosexual sex or homosexual sex. It's equally applicable. So I'm not sure that carries weight. But here's what does carry weight. It violates what the Supreme Court has said going back to 1973 in Miller versus California on what constitutes obscene material. Under that 1973 ruling, it has to appear to prurient interest in sex, has to portray sexual conduct in an offensive way, or it has to be something that has no serious literary, or artistic, or scientific value. And so what you have is these book publishers saying, because of this law, we cannot sell our books in Iowa. And they filed a lawsuit. All the major book publishers are here. So you have that clash that's going to be occurring in Iowa. And we'll see how that turns out, whether they have to follow the 1973 standard from the Supreme Court.
Obviously, that will be one for everyone to watch. Brad Young, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.